All right, Keith Champagne, second place runner-up finish, but you can't be too disappointed being how your luck has gone recently.
Yeah, we're pretty happy with it. Would have liked to have got the win, of course, but coming away second, decent night for us.
Being in the race, Joe snuck underneath you. Did you think he was going to want to take the lead early?
Well, yeah, it's a short race. It's a sprint, 50 laps, and I beat him on the start, and then he got me. You know, wasn't surprised. My car was a little bit off, but we were pretty decent. But I wasn't surprised when he got by me and just tried to stay with him and stay in second spot from there. Hope I had a shot at him toward the latter stage of the race, which I did.
First large group of cars he got into, you did close the gap. He got into maybe like five car lengths back, but then he was able to clear it. Made a little bit of a path for you, so you're able to stay a little bit closer, but then he pulled out to almost a full stretch again. And then towards the end of the race, he says it was more of a dirty air than a heavy traffic thing for him.
Yeah, I don't know what he was doing. I got to him right about the time he got really loose or sideways in a three, trying to get around some lap cars, and I thought for a minute he was going to wreck. But he kept it going, and that's when I had a shot at him and got under him into one, and we raced off a two and split a lap car down the back stretch, and he was able to get around the lap car, and I went real low, and I knew that the angle I had at the corner at three that I wasn't going to be able to do anything with him other than I could have wrecked him if I wanted to, but obviously didn't want to do that. But that was really my only shot at him. Our car was getting loose toward the latter stages of the race. He about fenced it in about the same spot I fenced it almost in three. I got up to the outside of a lapper going into three and got up into the rubber and got real sideways and was lucky to keep it off the fence. And luckily, I guess I had a big enough lead on the car behind me that nobody got past me, so we just held on for a second.
For the most part, when you're racing pretty close with the guy and you're in second place, is it more of an advantage for the guy in second place being the guy in first has to clear the lane?
Yeah, I think so. I think probably human nature, when the lap car driver gets passed by the leader, he's going to tend to, at least most of the guys are going to tend to stay down at least for another lap or two to see if that second place guy's right there and give him a little bit of room. So the second place driver probably does have a little bit of an advantage over the leader getting through lap traffic.
Then your car itself. This past week, I'm sure the 95 team, your team, had a lot of work with the 95. Not that they neglected the 55, but they still kept it up, and you still had a pretty good race.
Yeah, my dad came out to the shop several times this week and got my car ready while Chris and Brian and the gang were working on the 95, getting that back together. So everything's worked out fine, and they were able to get 95 here, and our car was pretty well set to go, and made a couple changes to it and had a decent night. So both cars rolling on the trailer is a good thing for us. Just want to thank Chris Osetic, Brian Osetic, my dad, Ron Dates, Matt Buskey and his son Dylan, my wife Kelly, my stepdaughter Morgan, TJ Toyota, Cam's Pizzeria, and the whole Osetic family for all the support.